WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We end today's program on TV variety and sketch comedy shows with David Alan Greer, one of the very funny people who got started on In Living Color. This sketch comedy show was broadcast Sunday nights on Fox from 1990 to 94. A lot of viewers came to think of it as a younger, hipper, blacker answer to Saturday Night Live. The show also gave Jim Carrey his start and showcased the talents of Keenan and Damon Wayans and other members of the Wayans clan. In 1991, while In Living Color was on the air, I spoke with David Alan Greer about some of the characters he did on the show. We started with Clavel, a guy who tried to pass himself off as a film producer, along with his wannabe friend, played by Tommy Davidson.
Well, we call them the BS brothers for obvious reasons, but these are guys, these characters came out of the fact that literally, when this show hit, I don't think, you know, television is so immediate that we did the pilot. And when I would go and do other work, because we waited almost a year before we did the show, everyone had seen this pilot. As a matter of fact, the show got reviewed before it got picked up by Fox. It got a review in, like, Vanity Fair, because someone had started making copies of the pilot, bootleg copies, and they were all over the country. Everyone had seen the show, and they loved it. So when the show first went on the air, there was no security, really, and people were just wandering around the halls, and you would always see these guys. I mean, these kinds of guys that were always hustling, always trying to get, you know, get over, and they would, like, burst into Keenan's room when he was getting made up and, you know, with the cards and everything. So these are real people, and anytime you come to see our show, you will see them in the green room, actually, the BS brothers.
Oh, this is it, homie. This is the green room. Somewhere.
I'm Madonna's manager. She's on stage. Can I help you?
The man himself? Look here, homie. I'm Clavel. Now, I know Madonna must have mentioned me because we go way back. My cousin Boudreaux delivered some flowers to her guest house one time last year.
No, men on film. This is a sketch that recurs that you and Damon Wayans star in this one. It's a kind of takeoff on Ebert and Siskel, but you're two very swishy gay critics.
Yeah.
How did this one come about?
Like, those characters started out as they were going to be two brothers. You know, they were going to be Dickie and Donnie somebody. And a lot of people tried it. You know, a lot of times we'll read it if it doesn't work with one actor, you try it with another one, and, you know. So they passed it around. And when Damon and I read it, initially it wasn't the sketch that you see. Initially, the films that we reviewed had really nothing to do with our personal points of view. And, so we changed it around, and it really clicked. When we did that for the pilot, the curtain came up, and the audience just went insane. And by the end of the sketch, I knew it was going to be a big thing, but I didn't know it was going to be that big.
Now I'd like to talk about a film I've been anxiously waiting to see, Great Balls of Fire.
I ain't going to touch it, but the title alone gets two snaps up.
About some films that are soon to come out on video. First up is Dangerous Liaison, starring John Malkovich and Glenn Close. You know, John Malkovich is like every moviegoer's fantasy. I find myself just alone at night just thinking about his intensity. Yeah. What you think of Glenn Close?
Oh, I loved him. And I really have to admire the producers for daring to cast a man in that role. I mean, that really made the picture for me.
Hello? Glenn Close is a woman.
Clutch the pearls. What a sneaky thing.
Well, looks like we're almost out of time. Would you join us next week when we talk about Mel Gibson's Lethal Weapon?
I hope it's loaded.
You crazy.
You know, I should mention here that this sketch has been criticized by some gays for being a homophobic, stereotypical. Do you think it's offensive, and do the criticisms bother you?
No, the criticisms don't bother me because we've gotten like three times as many letters from gay viewers that say they love those characters and that please do more, do it every week. Why aren't you doing them? Why did you take them off? And that kind of thing. So, and I also think in comedy, you know, if you get no criticism, if everyone's happy, then you're not doing your job, you know? I think that we do not criticize a lifestyle and we don't pass judgment on a lifestyle. It is definitely a caricature based on, you know, real people. But we didn't single out this particular group. We beat up on everybody. But I don't think it's a malicious thing. Our humor is not a malicious thing, you know. Absurd, grotesque, bigger than life, yes, but not the kind of thing that you don't deserve to live. You're the reason why, you know, our society's screwed up. We don't do that kind of stuff.
My guest is David Alan Greer. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. It's TV Week on Fresh Air. Let's get back to our 1991 interview with David Alan Greer, recorded when he was one of the stars of the sketch comedy show In Living Color.
Now, a character you've done a lot is an old blues singer, an old blind blues singer, or is he really blind?
Yeah, right. Calhoun Tubbs. Calhoun Tubbs is like the worst blues singer in the world.
Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calhoun Tubbs, known to my friends as Hard Fingers. See, that's because back in 1947, I once played the guitar for over 36 hours straight. For no reason at all. That's right. I wrote a song about it. Like to hear it, here go. I play guitar for 36 hours. Thank you very much. You know, I'd like to welcome y'all to my 75th anniversary show. That's right. 75 years in the business of the blues. Still trying to make it. I wrote a song about it, like the kid did know. 75 years of show business, and I'm still trying to make it.
I was doing a movie in Canada, and my wife and I, we went to this little bar, and I said, wow, you know, this old blues guy's there. And there are all these white people were packed in this little coffee house, and this guy had to be the worst. He couldn't play guitar. He couldn't sing. You know, his songs were terrible. And yet there are all these kids, you know, like all these college students were packed around him like he was the Messiah, you know, like this guy was a... was
authentic.
A real blues singer, and we were in the back laughing our heads off, man. So that was the idea for Calhoun Tubbs, this guy who's really terrible, a terrible blues singer, but he's got a lot of heart.
And people fall for him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, another character I like a lot, this was not a recurring character, but this was a sketch you starred in called John's Sidekick.
Oh, you know, I loved that sketch, and we kept trying to bring him back, and we probably will next year, but we just couldn't find the right thing. And John's Sidekick is just, you know, just what it is. It's like in every action-adventure movie, you know, there's always, the white guy is always the one who gets shot, he takes the fall, he beats everybody up, and, you know, he has a black sidekick who never does anything. You know, he never gets the girl, but he's always there as the best friend, you know, the generic asexual sidekick, and that was our tribute to him.
Yeah, and as John's sidekick, like you wouldn't cross, you know, against a red light. You know?
Right, yeah.
You have to play everything by the book.
He follows the book. By the book. John's Sidekick. Yeah, I like that, man. As a matter of fact, when we were shooting that in Los Angeles, the guy was chasing me, and the police pulled up. You know, they screech up there, and it was really funny, you know. So the guy had to put the gun down, and we all, you know, were up against the fence and the whole thing.
Oh, jeez. So what happened?
Nothing. We got out alive. You know, thank God there was a camera there, but it was, you know, we knew it was going to happen.
Really?
It was so strange. We did know. Yeah.
How did he treat you before he found out that you were shooting something?
Ah, man. You know, there was a camera there, you know, and there's two black guys. We both have guns, but there's a camera there. So it would make sense to you that we're not, like, robbing anybody. But, you know, I'm just glad the camera was there. Or else it could have been a long night. You may have been looking at videotapes of me instead of Rodney King. You know.
David Alan Greer, recorded when he was one of the stars of In Living Color. This fall, he stars in a new NBC sitcom called DAG, playing a Secret Service agent assigned to guard the First Lady and her children. Our TV week continues tomorrow on Fresh Air.